Yeah, it's that bread time.
Hello there, and welcome to Bread Time. My name is Charlie Dietz.
My name is Guerrero Valdivia, and this is the 20th episode. So we started this, I don't know, a few weeks ago or months ago, and we were like, okay, this is kind of cute.
Let's see if we can. The first week of January, technically, because we had been planning in December to do it.
So we started in January and we're like, should we be podcasters? Is that like a thing we do? And we're like, nah, let's just use our phone.
You didn't tell the story totally true. The story was like this. We were like, we're going to do this. We're going to like make a podcast. And Gabe came from the opinion that like we should do it as casually as possible so we could like make sure we do it. I, of course, was like, no. Like we got to like really ramp this thing up. We came up with an idea to do a different show, which was going to be called Comp, and it was going to be a video podcast of us playing games and interviewing designers, and the production quality was like totally over the top. We did like two test episodes and it required a lot of energy, and then I was like, oh Gabe, I think you're right, we should just talk into your phone.
And so far it's been awesome. We've met some awesome people. We have a community like building up of people like that are reacting to what we're talking about. Like I didn't expect any of this to happen. I just wanted to talk into a phone, so this is great. I'm very grateful.
I've grown, like I've probably got into podcasts last year, and I got into them and all of a sudden I was listening to them every day, and I was like listening to the people talk and thinking their thoughts, and all of a sudden I was like, wow, these podcast people are my friends. And now that we're actually making a podcast and talking into the microphones and people are coming to us and talking to us about the things that we're talking about, it's like, damn, what a cool medium, because there's very little pretension, there's very little anything. We're just talking into microphones at our desks. And then we get to meet people and talk to them about stuff and have like even wider conversations than we could have on our own. And I like that. So yay podcasting. I'm into it.
Yay podcasting. All right. Now let's get serious here. Mr. Huxtable, what does that make you feel?
I mean, there's a large, complex swath of emotions when you say that word.
So I'll tell you the story. I was a 14, 13 year old boy, and I spent literally all my free time, like I'm not kidding, either playing StarCraft or watching Friends, SNL, and The Cosby Show. Like, yeah. And The Cosby Show like raised me, right? Like the Huxtables, I just watched reruns on that like all the time. That's how I got introduced to jazz. That's how I got introduced to like decency and like great sweaters. Family values, sweaters. And anyway, there's a long, like roundabout way of saying Bill Cosby is a rapist now. Like basically like this guy that we grew up admiring, like it's like an abomination, like probably doing the worst thing that you could possibly think of, or that I can think of, right? The most morally reprehensible thing you could do, he did.
Is this what this episode is really about?
Wait, hang on. Oh, I'll get to something. So, Bill Cosby is one example. The other example that comes to mind is Woody Allen, right? Like, great filmmaker. Some weird sexual background he's got over there. And then the more relevant thing that we got going on is this whole controversy with Uber and how they treat their employees. They have a history of like sexual harassment and basically a culture that seems inhospitable or hostile to certain types of people. Yet the app, it has kind of like revolutionized the way we move around in San Francisco and the rest of the world. Can you separate the art from the artist? Can you separate the product from the person who makes the product? I want to see if we can dig deep into that.
Okay, let's do it.
What do you think? So there's this hashtag, delete Uber. Do you have Uber in your phone? Yes or no?
I do have Uber in my phone.
I do as well. Okay, so is this because we're men and we can't relate to the struggle of the female tech worker? Or is this because we have some sort of excuse in our head that separates Uber as a company versus Uber the product?
Okay, a couple of things. One, I would have... Okay, damn, this is hard.
Yeah, dude. Let's get real.
I support, like, deleting Uber because that is a stance against some things that I am against, right?
Yeah.
I'm totally for that. I have never used Lyft, but I downloaded Lyft, and I intend on using Lyft for the majority of situations going forward. That being said, I do not agree. Let me rephrase. I agree with people who are deleting Uber, who are taking a stand against the company. It seems like they have some pretty bad business practices, some lies that have been expressed purposefully into the media, or things that are like lies, which are lies. And I also think that I don't know. Oh, God, this one's so hard. The point is, I agree with why people would be upset with Uber. I personally don't like to respond to things too quickly sometimes.
Okay. So I think a disclaimer is needed here that we're both male. And I asked if it's because we can't identify with a female tech worker experience. And I think a large part of it is that, right? I think we're limited in our level of empathy that we can have, right? I like to think that we're both empathetic, but there's still probably a lot that we don't understand, and it's probably worth stating that at the beginning.
I think it's just impossible to be totally empathetic because that's not our life. So I think we have the intention of empathy, but yeah, we're undoubtedly removed from that situation because we're not in it.
Right. So now what is our responsibility, right? And maybe after this conversation, we'll both delete Uber from our apps, and that's,
I'm going to delete her right now.
What should we do, right? And where is the line? Let's say Lyft didn't exist. Should we now just walk everywhere? Where do we draw the line? What is the degree of acceptable compromises that we make in order to use the product? And, Uber, there are many other apps or many other products that do things that one might consider unethical. How do you cope with that? So some people that I've seen conversations on Facebook that are Facebook, the product, not the company, people comment saying, it's not none of my business what the company does. The app, the company provides a good service. I subscribe to their service, and that's it. I don't necessarily agree with that, although in practice, that's basically what I'm doing. So I'm a little conflicted here.
I think, okay, I can intellectualize this a little bit more than I could when you sprung this on me. for example, Uber consists of many, many people. I don't know how many people work there, but there's many, many people who work there. The company itself provides for those people who their lives are then, the monetary parts of their lives are heavily affected by Uber and its success. So there's drivers, there's people who work for the corporate Uber, there's engineers, there's designers, there's all these different people who work there. I doubt that all of those people are bad. They are a very wide mix of people. The things that we've heard about are some people there. I have no idea if it's a very small amount of people who have done things that I don't agree with or a very large amount of people. I really have no insight into it. I do know that if I didn't use Uber at all, just because I had heard things that had gone really bad there, there's this weird balance point, right? Because I don't want to, I believe in voting with my dollars, right? So if I am giving Uber money, I'm giving all of those people money, which is making their lives exist, which make them stay loyal to Uber and working there and everything like that, right? So it sounds like I probably don't want to support that place from what I have heard through the media, right?
Yeah.
That being said, if I do just stop using Uber completely, I'm essentially voting to say hey, anyone who works for Uber, you have to leave that company like immediately because like I want you to essentially go out of business. Like, I mean, I'm not the entire population of the world, but right. I'm one tiny point in that. So, but that's the decision I'm making. And I feel like that's also pretty harsh, like to just be like, oh, all those other people who work at Uber, now they have to go figure out a different situation and all sorts of stuff like that. That's, it's a complex scenario. So that's why I guess I don't want to make like a rash call and just like delete it. Well, I guess I do want to make the rash call and delete Uber because I stand with the people who have been victimized by Uber, right? But at the same time, I see that it's more complex than just that single decision point.
I think what people crave, people on our side of the argument, if I may speak for them, is this desire for consequence, right? And accountability. Like you do something fucked up, what happens, right? Can you get away with doing that? And we're seeing that every day on the news with the president of the US, right? Like, so there's these companies that are ran theoretically by people that are doing things that we disagree with, and we want that to have consequence, and that the most tangible consequence that we can imagine is probably to stop supporting them financially by stop using their product. Although as I was saying that, I wonder if like me and perhaps more people like me have an internal checks and balances system, right? Like how tied is, like, or how powerful is this voting with your dollar, right? Like, can I use a product and have a different agency or a different force in the world that makes sure that things are ethical, right? And I use Uber, but I support, you know, whatever other organization makes sure that Uber is ethical and has a well-balanced work culture. Because it's not just specific to Uber, right? Like Apple, we love Apple, but like there's all these stories about them using, like, you know, like having pretty awful conditions in China and how they made their products. Like Nike, people love Nike, and there's like, you know, 5-year-olds making those shoes. Like you can find excuses, or not excuses, but you can find examples of this happening all over the world and these kind of injustices happening. And I wonder if we must boycott everything, or if we can create kind of a web of organizations and checks and balances that kind of like police each other, so that as a consumer, we can have a more kind of like a straightforward dynamic. Like right now, to circle back to Uber, like the female experience in the tech industry, it is notoriously bad. And maybe now it's worth taking a stand so that women feel supported by a community of more privileged people. And even though that might be an overreaction, it is a gesture of support to, you know, a community that needs it. So maybe that's a corner that is not worth cutting right now. And then something else will have its moment after that.
Yeah. I would say that, I mean, just from listening to my friends who are women who are working in tech, it's just not like, it's an uncomfortable position to be in. And I hear that over and over and over again. And the only thing I feel really comfortable doing is treating those people who happen to be women as normally as humanly possible. And also when I can, correcting others who might be treating them incorrectly for whatever way, like talking over them, whatever it may be. Like if someone gets talked over in a meeting who's a female, sometimes I go out of my way to like stop, this person was talking, because it's like a little thing I can do because I got a loud man voice.
Totally. I mean, you have a loud white male voice. Okay. So I think it's important to use your privilege to not only you know, help those in need, but also to point out when you might be inadvertently like stepping over other people's rights, right? Like I think that is a natural thing to do, and people have tons of years of conditioning to say men are supposed to be imposing and women are supposed to be a certain way. And I think we must, as a community, fight against that conditioning, right? And it takes people on both sides to be conscious about it. But I see how like tense we are talking about this, and I do want to say that what is most important is our ability to talk about it, right? And to talk about it openly and publicly in a way that is constructive and that it is helpful for everyone involved. So, you know, it is something that is uncomfortable, but it is worth addressing, especially once we're giving a platform like we do.
I think what you're saying about uncomfortable means a lot to me. Like, this stuff is super uncomfortable. Here's some things that are uncomfortable. One, I don't want to say things that are damaging. I don't want to revert any progress that gets made in the world. Two, like, for example, with the, like, if someone's being spoken over in a meeting, and then like I'm the white privileged male and I'm like, hey, like this person's talking. Sometimes I'm not even sure if that's the right move, because I am still acting as a privileged white male. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm right. Not like, maybe that's not the right move. And the person who is being spoke over wants to speak up for themselves. Like, these things are very complex, and I just never know the right answers, but I just hope that, you know, good intentions pay off in this way.
I don't think there's a right answer. I think there's a right attitude. I think that we'll figure out, like, time will tell if we have the right one or not. But I don't think nobody has the silver bullet to fixing this problem. And as a Hispanic male, I see myself in the position of privilege and in that position of a minority at the same time. So I get a bit of a taste of both sides of the spectrum, and I understand everyone's uncomfortable about it. And as you know, we're just learning how to tear down these walls that we've been building for so long. And it's going to be a messy process. But as we do it, I think the worst thing we could do is silence ourselves and silence each other, right? So that's worth just discussing. And
but if we're wrong about that, please tell us.
Well, that's the point, right? Like, the whole point is not a gospel, but a conversation, like a conversation that I'm having with you and a conversation that we can have with our audience, right? The whole point of us bringing this up is so that we can learn from it, and hopefully other people can learn from that as well. So that is the ultimate virtue of speaking, right? Which is having a conversation and learning from that. And I think as long as we're open to that, we can probably move forward amicably.
Okay, let's tie it back into the beginning here. Like, you asked, can you separate the art from the artist? Honestly, when you started the conversation, I was kind of thinking like, yeah, maybe you can a little bit. By the end of it, now that I'm more in touch with a lot of feelings, I don't think you can. And I think it becomes a lot more clear why it's just the right move to, like, delete Uber if you don't believe in their practices. It's like, these things are tied together. It's easy to try to compartmentalize things and separate them from, like, the male mind in a lot of ways. I don't want to feel all of the feelings that are associated with that. I still want to use Uber because it is a practical thing to do. No, maybe that's actually just totally wrong. And I think I'm more sensitive to that by the end of this conversation than I was at the beginning.
I agree. I think Uber just lost 2 users.
Should we delete it on our phones right now?
I'm deleting it right now.
Symbiotic, whatever.
Delete. Boom.
Hold on, I gotta find it. I also deleted it. Sorry if you work for Uber and are a totally awesome person. If you want,
I'm sure Lyft is hiring.
Like, I'm sure they are.
Cool. All right. So this, if any episode, this is an important one, because we spoke a lot out of something that is very sensitive, and we really want to hear what you have to say about it. So please let us know how you feel about what we talked about. Let us know what your thoughts are on the issue. And if you like us to talk more about this kind of stuff or not, like, maybe you really just want us to talk about bread, which is cool. There's a lot to say about bread, but there's also a lot to say about other things. But this is a big milestone, episode 20. We talk about something heavy. Let us know what you think on Twitter. Our handle is breadtimefm. We have a website, breadtime.fm. And if you message us, we can add you to our Slack channel. and have a longer conversation. So there's that.
Thanks for listening.